there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Come on in, stay a while. We got some things to talk about. Gang's all here, ready to go. You can dial us up. Operator Tyler standing by, sitting by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle has been on fire today at DP Show. Make sure you check out the gear that we have. New t-shirts at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this award-nominated program, or at least the show that used to be nominated program. Peacock, streaming partner, thank you. Download the app. You can watch for free. Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio, and 390 cities around America that carry this program. Tonight, Hawks Celtics, Knicks Cavs, Clippers, and the Suns. The big headline should be, but it's not, Sacramento Kings beat the Golden State Warriors. They're up 2-0. They have put Steph Curry in a position he's never been in before. He's never been down 0-2. The last time was 2007 when Golden State lost to the Utah Jazz in five games. And since it's stat of the day time, in NBA history, teams that go up 2-0 in a seven-game series have a series record of 92% winning.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
So, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors head home and bringing some baggage along with them. We don't know when the NBA will make an announcement. Their decision with what they're going to do with Draymond Green after the moment with Sabonis, where Draymond stepped on his chest twice and he got tossed from the game. Sabonis got a technical for grabbing Draymond's leg. I want to go around the room. I want the Danettes to give me one sentence on what you saw last night on the play. So if you were going to describe this play, let's say to your wife, that one play that happened last night. Todd, I'll start with you. It's one sentence, not a paragraph.
Sabonis grabbed Draymond Green's ankle and Draymond retaliated by stepping on him.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
Draymond being Draymond.
Okay. Your wife might have a follow-up question to that.
Yeah, that explains it all, though. It's just Draymond being Draymond. Okay. No need to even look.
All right, Marv?
Sabonis grabbed Draymond's leg. Draymond retaliated.
Okay. Paulie?
Sabonis initiated the incident, and Draymond Green pushed off him twice to get down court.
Pushed off?
Yep.
With his foot,
yeah.
So he didn't step on him, he pushed off on him?
I don't think he was... do I get another sentence? Okay. I don't want to break the rules.
It's not a paragraph.
Well, you said it was a push off.
I did. I don't think he was.
You don't think he stomped? Because the headline is stomped.
Right.
One of the headlines was Draymond stomps on Sabonis.
What I saw is Sabonis is pulling on Klay Thompson, and as they're going down, he actually tries to trip Klay Thompson. Then he gets into it with Draymond and grabs his leg and holds him. As Draymond's trying to get down court, he's trying to wrestle his leg out. Mm-hmm. He stepped on him to, you know, because that was the next, there was no floor. There was a body. And he pushed off. And then the second one, he gave him a little more.
Yes.
But he didn't have to do that little heel kick, flip out, leg spread kind of thing like he's on Broadway. That's not a natural motion for trying to get down court.
Correct. And it's all not a natural motion with Sabonis acted like he'd been attacked by a jackhammer either.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I bet that dude kicking you in the chest doesn't feel good. But that might be me. I don't know. But he's a big guy.
Just because Sabonis grabs your leg, which is wrong, and he got a technical, that doesn't mean Draymond has to act that way.
Right. I agree. I think they're both deserve technicals. I don't think you kick someone out of the game.
You don't think so? Do you think that Draymond Green is going to be suspended for the next game? Anybody think that going around the room?
Think or
think.
Wish?
No, oh. Think. Think. Does anybody think he'll be suspended for the next game? Game three. Yeah. I don't think he will. We always acknowledge Draymond Green's basketball IQ, right? We talk about him being a smart player, but this is a dumb play because he was selfish. And then after how he reacted, it was about him. And I think if he could have said it in the moment, hey, listen to my podcast, I'm going to record that after the show, he probably would have tried to do that. It's we give him credit all the time. Oh, man, he's a smart basketball player. He does some stupid things. This is a guy who started the season punching a teammate. So, like, you can't be surprised that he would do this to the opposition. He punched his own teammate. And here we are. And he didn't fire up his team. And it was a close game. So the problem I have with it is, I'd say twofold, but it's probably more than that. It's a close game. It's 4 points. Sabonis is going to get a technical. Steph will make the free throw. You got the ball. You're down 3, 7 minutes to go. You've been a terrible road team. You're in this. You have a chance to take this game, steal this game. And Draymond Green got selfish and made it about him. And then the theatrics after. Like, where's Steve Kerr? Steve, grab him. Tell him, let's go to the locker room. You're not helping the situation. And if you watch in the timeout, Steve Kerr's nowhere to be seen. Grab Draymond. Help Draymond help himself here. But it's a selfish move on his part. Do I think it's a basketball move? No. Is it a reaction? Obviously. And look, Sabonis plays this way. He tangles up. They've had some moments the previous game. And I understand Draymond Green had his leg, you know, held or pulled by Malik Monk in game one. I know all these things that you have to factor this in with Draymond's reaction. But how about Draymond reacts in a mature way? Remember, Golden State's got the composure. They got the veterans. They're the defending champs. Sacramento hasn't been here. Well, who acted like they had been there last night? The Sacramento Kings, not the Golden State Warriors. And would I be surprised if Golden State won this? No, I would not. Because Golden State now, if you win the next two, now all that pressure is on Sacramento. But that building is going to be ready when you come back to town. You fired up them. You didn't fire up your team. It's a selfish move, and he's done this before. Yeah, Paul.
And that's the part I really agree with. Like, Draymond Green, you know, I didn't think what he did was that awful, but he's got to know better. He's got no wiggle room. And Sabonis was selling it. And it reminds me of Rasheed Wallace. Remember after like 10 years in a league, he was still doing stuff and he was getting called for anything. Draymond Green would have been, the smarter play would have been to go down and act like he was hurt and try to sell a foul on Sabonis because Sabonis was grabbing his leg instead of retaliating and stepping over him. Like, I don't think he killed him. I don't think he's really hurt at all.
It's the second one it's how it looks. Do I think Sabonis, you know, he went and had x-rays on his sternum. Like, okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, T's and P's on that
T's
one.
Eechie-owie. Possible rib hurt.
Yeah, I know.
Green has
I would to sell it too. Draymond sells it. They all do.
But Draymond is 33. He's got to know that the refs are looking at him, almost have an eye out for him at all times.
Yes, Todd.
You could argue you grab someone's ankle like that, besides the fact in the heat of the moment you get annoyed and you just step on him like, get off my ankle. It's like, you couldn't like hurt someone like that. You could pop someone's knee out. You can turn his ankle the wrong way. You know, what if he would have got hurt, Draymond, in a situation like that? You're about to push off and run down the court and someone grabs your ankle?
Are you pro Sabonis or pro Draymond?
I am pro Draymond.
Oh, okay.
I think because of his reputation, he's going to get hit worse. I don't think he should have got ejected. I think it should have been a flagrant one.
Are you questioning Sabonis?
I am. I think, I don't know if in the heat of the moment he was smart enough to say, like, I'll grab his leg and then he'll do something stupid and I'll get him ejected. I don't think he went that far. But you grab someone's ankle like that and you can pop his knee out of place, something, you don't know what's going to happen.
I do agree that, you know, it's not a basketball move by Sabonis when you're grabbing somebody and they're trying to run to the other end. It's a close game. I understand all of that. It's what Draymond, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. Sabonis was going to get a technical. Be smart. Steph goes to the line, makes the free throw. You got the ball. You're down three. You have momentum. Instead, Draymond gave it away. And then Sacramento picked up the win. And really, the bigger picture is Sacramento did what we didn't know they could do. Now you go to Golden State. Yeah, Paul.
The best part was Sabonis was continuing to sell it, which I give him credit for. That's a smart move. He's just, he is a very good ball player, very smart. When he got up, he was like limping off the court. But
I don't know if you can limp when your chest gets
right. It was a rib injury, but he was acting like he was dragging his ribs around. Smart move.
Well, it's funny too because Tyler Hero, when he broke his hand, limped off the field or off the court rather. He held it. And he was like limping. Now, granted, his hand was broken, but I don't know why that affected his feet.
It's like a little kid.
This program brought to you by Meguiar's. They have come to the rescue again. The hybrid ceramic tire shine renews dull tires by darkening the appearance, adding long-lasting high gloss, keeping shining when even exposed to water. Give Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine a try. Meguiar's reflects your passion. All right, here's Draymond Green talking about what happened with Sabonis last night.
Can you just walk us through what happened there?
My leg got grabbed, second time in two nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far, pulling my leg away.
Okay. And then he was asked.
I love it. Double down.
Oh, he did. He had a bad hand, and he doubled down. And that's where you go, I'm all in. And then somebody goes, oh, you are. Maybe I shouldn't be. I got a full house here. Yes, Todd.
If Sabonis can act that theatrically crazy about like that a ton of bricks fell on him, I have no problem with Draymond's explanation, even if we don't believe a word of it.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Here's another question to Draymond Green.
How would you describe your actions and the crowd's actions after that? You certainly egged them on. Did you feel you needed to respond to them, or were you hearing anything that you needed to respond to there?
No, I'm just having fun. It's a fun game, fun atmosphere to play in. So it's fun.
All right. Why not have fun with Sabonis and not kick him or step on him? Do we have a play-by-play? Here's Jim Jackson, our good buddy from TNT, walking us through the incident last night.
Now watch the end of this play. As he goes out, watch him grab Draymond right there. Now, that right there is where the foul came in. So he grabs Draymond's leg right there. Now Draymond steps on him.
He did. He stepped on him twice. Whether he pushed off or just nudged him a little bit. And this isn't staying with Draymond. When you know, Christian Laettner did this in the NCAA tournament against Kentucky, against, who is it, Timberlake?
Aminu Timberlake.
Yeah, it stayed with him his entire career. One moment stayed with, of all the great moments he had in college basketball, and one of the great college basketball players of all time, there's still that moment. This isn't staying with Draymond Green.
This isn't even the worst thing he's done this year.
I know. When you say...
This is like seventh on the list of crappy things he's done this year.
When you start the season by punching out your own teammate, like you can't go, did you see what he did last night? He stepped on Sabonis. That's nothing. He probably does that in practice all the time. And then he started yelling at the crowd, and I'm thinking, just shut up. Go to the locker room. Yeah, you don't need to incite. They're already incited. You've hurt your team. And now you're yelling at the crowd. Yes, Marv.
Do you ever think the WWE has reached out to Draymond Green?
Oh, absolutely. I would.
Because he's perfect. Yes, rile the crowd
is.
Up.
That's a great point, Marv. Great point. What's the poll question today, Seton? Is it pretty obvious?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think so. Tossing Draymond Green from the game last night was excessive or necessary?
It felt like in the moment it was necessary. Because I didn't know where we were going with that. And, Sacramento, the crowd, the reaction, and, tight game. And maybe that's just, let's separate the two, give a technical and Sabonis, and send Draymond to the locker room. Would I like to have had a flagrant? Yeah. But I have the benefit of watching it a few times. Was it above and beyond the call of duty? Yes. Was it egregious? Yes. Was it Draymond? Yes. Is that enough to get him kicked out? Yeah, probably so. We'll talk to Chris Mannix. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on, senior writer from Sports Illustrated. 76ers up 2-0 on the Nets. And the Kings, of course, up 2-0 on the Warriors. Tonight, Hawks, Celtics, Knicks, Cavs. You know what? Knicks, Cavs is going to be appointment viewing for me. I don't know if I've ever said that before.
1998?
I don't know, but Knicks, Cavs, I think. Maybe when Riley was there and Mike Fratello was coaching the Cavs, that might have been appointment viewing. And then the Clippers and the Suns as well. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls are welcome. We'll get to those coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. And we'll settle on our poll question. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Mark J. Spears tweets that Draymond Green asked for an X-ray on his right ankle after the Game 2 loss. A source adds Green believes the injury came when the Kings star DeMontis Sabonis grabbed his ankle before the stomp. Thoughts and prayers for Draymond Green and his ankle. Sean Casey, he doesn't get in a fight with anybody. MLB Network analyst, three-time NL All-Star with the Reds. Wait, did you ever get into a fight in your major league career?
I did get into a couple fights, DP. I got suspended twice, but I was coming into the fight. I remember the first fight I got into was, remember Carlos Silva? So Adam, when Adam Dunn first came up, man, Dunner was like, if you remember Adam Dunn, you know, 6'5", probably like 250. And I remember him telling me one time, he goes, Case, he goes, he used to play football in Texas. He's like, I'm coming for the catchers. You know, I'm coming for it. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm like, all right. So the first time I ever seen him hit a catcher, we're in San Diego. He just gets called up. He's rounding third, and I'm behind the dish, and I'm telling him, get down left, down left. Boom, he hits Weaky Gonzalez, and, like, Weaky Gonzalez is knocked out cold. Dunner runs to the dugout. I'm literally over Weaky going, bro, are you okay? Are you okay? You know? So that was the first time I realized Dunner was coming for catchers. So fast forward a couple months later, we're playing the Phillies, and he had a play with Mike Lieberthal at the dish and kind of took him out, and it looked a little dirty, to tell you the truth. I'm like, that was a little dirty, I think, right there. You know what I mean? So the next time he comes up, Silva throws behind him. And I was like, all right, guys, we're getting ready to go. Everybody on the top step, like William Wallace would be. Braveheart time, you know what I mean? So next pitch, he drills Dunner. And then Dunner does the cardinal sin of going to get a pitcher. He goes out, hesitates, and then goes again. So when he goes again, Lieberthal had got him from behind, Danny, and clips him. And then Dunner goes straight down, and I go flying out as fast as I could. You know that wasn't that fast, but I'm out there just arms. I'm out there like just running like this, you know, bad technique. I get out there. Carlos Silva comes up, and I'm like, I'm going to play peacemaker. I'm like, hey, let's break it up, break it up. Carlos Silva, like, sticks Dunner's head in the ground and boom, gives him one. So now I'm like 5 feet away. I'm like, change your plans. And I just come in, bam. I end up hitting Silva in the face. Next thing you know, we're all on the mound for some reason. For some reason, we're all on the mound. I'm like, this is a terrible place to be. Next thing you know, Danny, I'm on the mound. Next thing you know, I'm airborne. I'm like, oh my God, I'm airborne. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, like, someone has me and they're launching me off, like it's freaking WWE, off the top rope, off the mound. I'm airborne. I'm just like, oh, boom. He drops me. Todd Pratt. You remember Todd Pratt?
Yeah.
I mean, monster of a man grabs me and runs with me and drops me and was the Phillies. So Placido Polanco's on the team. He's like, Casey, are you okay? Are you okay? At the bottom of the pile, I'm like, argh. I'm like, I think I broke four ribs. And it turns out I got 3-game suspension. So, yeah, I got in there a little bit.
If you were going to give a grade to Major League Baseball for the first month of the season, what would the grade be?
Oh, A. I think it's an A.
Any negatives to the new rule changes?
The only negative I would say, literally, I thought the one negative was when Bellinger the other day was back in L.A. and he was getting a standing ovation. They're like, Cody Bellinger. And he's like, yeah, the place is going crazy. 55,000. He's tipping his hat. And the ump comes out. He's like, strike one. I'm like, okay. You know?
The umpire's got to call timeout to understand the moment there.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to learn from that one right there. And say, okay, when a guy comes back after winning championships for 6 years, he finally comes back and gets a standing ovation. Let's let that roll for a second. You know what I mean? It's good for the game.
Okay. You were a great hitter. How would you use the pitch clock to your advantage?
Well, I think, I was a mess in the box. Remember, Dan, I stretched to the left, stretched to the right, double shoulder roll, a couple of these bad boys, and then doing my gloves, and I'm lifting my leg. And I'd have been like, strike one, two, three. He's out of here.
You would have had trouble with this.
I think initially I would have had to have like cleaned up my act a little bit, no doubt. And so, like, you know, get in the box quicker. But I think the advantage is in the hitter pitcher matchup. You know, I think it's like, hey, listen, you know, there's not much time to think about that next pitch. You know, within 8 seconds, you have to address that pitcher. So I think almost as an advantage sometimes, I think sometimes as a hitter, if you're, especially on times where you're struggling, you're overthinking what just happened. You know, was it a sinker, this and that? Or, man, I just took a terrible swing at a changeup and looked terrible in front of everybody. I'm getting booed. No, you don't have time to think that. Like, you got to just get your breath, get your process tighter, and get in the box and face, you know, the action. So I like that. I like that it's a little quicker. I think it's good for the pitcher and the hitter.
Yeah, Aaron Judge talked about that. You don't have time to think about the last pitch because you got to be in the moment. You got to be present there. We're talking to Sean Casey, MLB Network analyst, three-time All-Star with the Cincinnati Reds, and maybe the only man who's ever been thrown out at first base from by the left fielder.
The only guy, and it'll never happen again, I don't think. I think I'm the only guy that'll happen.
give me the surprise team this year.
Man, I think Minnesota. I think Minnesota has a real shot with if Buxton, you know, Buxton DH'ing and staying on the field. I think that if he could, if you can get 145 games of Byron Buxton swinging, I think it adds so much. I think Lopez to the top of that line, top of that rotation, is a huge piece that kind of went under the radar. I mean, Arise is a great player, won the batting title, went to the Marlins, is doing his thing. But I think Lopez at the top of that rotation makes them better. Correa being back, I think the Twins, you know, really have a shot to do well this year.
MLB Network has Shohei Ohtani and the Angels against Aaron Judge and the Yankees the next 3 days. Ohtani's not going to be on the mound for these games. He was pitching yesterday at Fenway. So tonight it's 7 Eastern. And also, Sean has a podcast, the Mayor's Office. If you ran the Angels, what would you do with Shohei Ohtani with this next contract?
Well, I think the problem the Angels have is that Trout is signed to such a big contract. And the fact that Rendon is signed to over $200 million, and now you have a problem with, are you willing to have Ohtani? You know, we're talking, we could be seeing upwards of $500 million for this contract. You already have these three guys in your team. You have Ohtani, you have Trout, and you have Rendon. So if you add that payroll, you know, they're having a tough time getting pitching right now as it is. So if I'm the Angels, he's the best player in baseball. He and also is an international superstar. So as far as making money at the gate, there's nobody that sells more than Ohtani. If I'm the Angels, I try to bring him back. I mean, I try to find a way to bring him back, knowing that, you know, we have three guys now that we are promised some big long-term deals. But Ohtani's just a different breed than
anyone. Yeah, but you're not winning with these guys. And I know Rendon has been injured, but a big disappointment. I don't want to say stuck with Trout's contract, but, you know, it hasn't produced anything. And it's not all on him, obviously, with one baseball player, but you're going to spend probably $600 million on Shohei Ohtani, right? What if you're out? What if you're out of the pennant race and it's mid-August? You want to? I don't know if you want to keep doing the same thing you're doing and spending all this money, or you could get the biggest haul in baseball history. Now you'd be known as the team that traded away Shohei Ohtani, and you know. But as long as he didn't end up with the Dodgers, then, you know, that would be even more, I'd compound it. But would you give me a scenario where you consider trading Ohtani?
I think that the scenario would be that. I mean, they're going to really have to look at, you know, if you let Shohei walk, if he, when he goes to free agency and you don't sign him back and you let him walk and he goes to L.A. or New York or wherever he's, you know, going to go, the Dodgers, You're exactly right, Dan. You have a shot at the deadline this year to actually get an unbelievable haul back of, you could get ready big league players that are legit and also frontline top prospects. So this is the one shot the Angels have. If they think at all he's going to walk at free agency, I almost feel like if the Angels are out of it at the deadline, you have to trade Shohei.
What's the coolest thing in your man cave?
Coolest thing in my man cave. All right. I got some cool stuff over there. I think one of the coolest things that I have is I have a signed check by Joe DiMaggio and a signed check by Marilyn Monroe with a picture above them. And I just think it's cool. It's a 1955 check signed by Marilyn Monroe.
Can you take it off the wall?
All right, hang on. Let me see.
Okay. Talking to Sean Casey, MLB Network.
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, here we go. All right, show and tell.
All right. Here you go. See it? So it's DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe getting off a private jet back in the day when they used to fly Marquee Jet. I think DiMaggio had a $50,000 card.
What's the check? How much is it for?
This check, I don't know if Marilyn Monroe was cheap or not, but this check's for $1.55 that Marilyn wrote.
How did you end up with it?
So, and then this one's the some school DiMaggio wrote for 18 grand. That's a big one. I ended up with it because the baseball assistance team, they have a big fundraiser every year where a lot of the Hall of Famers guys come back to New York. And I went to it a few years ago. I was in the city, you know, working at the network. And dude, Danny, there was a huge snowstorm, bro. So no one made it. So next thing you know, I'm like, I was bidding on everything. I'm like, I'll take that. So that's how I got it. If anyone else had made this thing, no way this is at my house. But the fact that six guys showed up is the reason I have this thing right
here. Hey, by the way, congrats with your son hitting a grand slam. And where is he at? Kent State?
Yeah, Kent State. He's at Kent State. Yeah. Yeah, man. Thank you, brother. I tell you what, there's nothing like watching your kids play, you know, playing at Kent State and doing well. But you know, you're more nervous watching them play than you ever are by yourself in the box.
And his home run trot is faster than you sprinting.
He runs a 6.5, 60. I'm like, I don't know where you came from, but definitely not my side of the family, you know?
Good to talk to you, man. Thank you again, Sean.
Yeah, Danny, great seeing you. Thanks for having me on, brother. See you soon.
Sean Casey, Mr. Energy. He didn't even know we were going to ask him about getting into a fight. He had one hand, you know, ready to go. MLB Network analyst. By the way, they have Shohei and the Angels against the Yankees the next 3 days, starting tonight at 7 Eastern. And Sean has a podcast, The Mayor's Office. Take a break. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton just showed us some new t-shirt suggestions that will be up on the site, danpatrick.com. We have one that pays tribute, I guess, to Marvin's hand. Did you feel like we were paying tribute to your small hands?
Tribute? I don't want to say it was tribute, but you guys acknowledge my small hands.
So we have the outline of Marvin's hands, his actual hand size, and it's on a t-shirt.
Like a little pat on the back.
Yeah, it says Marvin's hands, and that's available at danpatrick.com. We have another t-shirt that was dark. It's for the Dead Dad Club, the DDC, and that will be up there. Fritzy's dad is no longer with us. Paulie's dad, of course, died on Halloween when Paulie was young, and my dad died many years ago. It's, Marv's dad is dead to him, and Seton's father is still alive. Yes, Seton.
We get calls from people who maybe sometimes recently joined the DDC or are just members themselves, and there's a bit of a club there that, you know, it's like a brotherhood.
Yeah.
There's a bond there.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Yeah, we get people when their father dies, they call us up and say that they are now a member of the Dead Dad Club. Yes, Paul.
And we don't discriminate. If your father is dead, you could obviously buy the shirts. But if your father may be dead someday, you could buy now in anticipation of that event.
And then we have another t-shirt as well, Seton. You, this was based off Marvin recounting a Will Ferrell line from Eastbound and Down.
That's correct.
And that would be?
I could feel it in my plums.
So we have a t-shirt. You know, our t-shirt people do a wonderful job. Very, very creative. And these are some fun t-shirts. There's a lot of t-shirts available at danpatrick.com. We keep getting asked about watermelon moonshine. That is going to be a little bit later on this summer. I'll let you know. We're trying to make more moonshine for you because the reaction has been pretty crazy. But we'll let you know when we come up with the newest batch. That will be watermelon moonshine. Chris Mannix set to join us here covering the NBA for Sports Illustrated. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. You can download the app. You can watch for free our radio affiliates around the country, numbering 390 cities. Yes, Seton?
Yeah, Twitter has just exploded, actually, with commentary about how the Marvin's Hands t-shirt is going to look for a female demographic. Which is an interesting point I really hadn't thought of.
Right, because I'd love to get one for my wife. I don't want Marvin's Hands there.
Yeah, because that's exactly where Marvin's Hands are going to be. That is fantastic.
Yeah, strategically placed there.
On some people, his hands will look bigger, if you know what I mean.
Will your wife wear that t-shirt, Marvin?
Without question. I don't know. I don't know about anybody else's wives, but mine will.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
At least I hope.
877-3DP show. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP show. Matthew in Oregon. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, Matt.
So I had a pitch for another t-shirt, if you don't mind.
Okay.
One of our favorite things as sports fans is the debate who the GOAT is, greatest of all time. But the conundrum we always get into is comparing different eras, like 80s basketball versus today. What if we did an I Am Groot shirt, greatest of our time, where we debate not so much the all-time greats, but in each different era, and you can be I Am Groot of the 80s, so you could have, you know, throw on who you want on there. I Am Groot of the 90s, obviously Michael Jordan, throw him on there. But I Am Groot, and you've got the new movie coming out here soon. You can tie in with that. You know, a lot of
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. We'll take that under advisement. Yes, Todd.
He was saying Groot. Wouldn't it be Goot? Greatest of our time would be the four letters, right? It sounded like he was saying Groot.
He was on a roll. I'm just going to let him go.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
sure. Because Groot doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jordan's the Groot.
Let's make way for the GOAT, Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer, covering the NBA playoffs. He was at game one with Atlanta and Boston. He'll be there game two tonight. Then he heads to the West Coast for a Clippers game and the Lakers game three. And Mannix joins us on the program. What did you see in the Draymond Green play?
I understand why the referees threw him out because it did meet the criteria for excessive. It was, by the letter of the law, a flagrant foul too. But that was one of those moments where I really wish the referees would have shown some discretion there, because we can watch it 50 times on replay and we can see Draymond stepping on Domantas Sabonis. But in the heat of that moment, that play and that sequence doesn't happen unless Sabonis grabs the leg of Draymond Green. And sure, Draymond's got to be smarter. But in that moment, Dan, fourth quarter, close game, Draymond grabs a rebound and is going back the other way to try to put his team up in transition. I just felt there should have been a little bit of leeway to keep Draymond in the game. You know, give him a flagrant one. Call a technical on him as well. Call a personal foul on him as well. Call anything on him, but just don't toss him out of the game. And I thought it was telling, Dan, when TNT went to Monty McCutcheon, who is the czar of NBA referees, who is always full-throated support of his referees and their decisions. Monty McCutcheon, the first thing he said was, you know, difficult play. You know, difficult play to make a decision on. So I just wish there had been more of a runway to punish Draymond for what he did, but also keep him in a critical game.
Priors, how does that factor in with Draymond Green in a situation like that?
I'm sure it does. And as we sit here on Tuesday, I certainly will wonder if the NBA decides to suspend him. I suspect not, because I think the NBA, you know, given the benefit of, you know, 12 hours, will, you know, probably see what everyone saw, which is a bang bang moment where Draymond, you know, got tangled up, and intentionally, by the way, you know, he was grabbed by Sabonis, and the NBA will decide not to suspend him. But look, Draymond is not going to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to these types of plays. He's got too much of a history of doing it for the referees to show him that kind of respect.
Bigger picture here. Steph's never been down 0-2 in a playoff series. Now you're going back home. Now you got to win the next two to put the pressure on Sacramento. Who would you bet on in this situation?
I'm still going to bet on Golden State here, because all season long, the Warriors have been an abysmal road team. The fact they lost two games on the road is not surprising. In fact, they played probably better than I thought they were going to play in these first two road games, especially when you consider that Andrew Wiggins is going to need time to get back to being Andrew Wiggins. He, especially offensively, he's not the player he was before he went out. I don't want to take anything away from Sacramento, because I came on the show and was less than bullish about their chances of doing anything in the playoffs. They defended in game two. They haven't defended for most of the season. Yeah. They defended in game two. De'Aaron Fox, you know, he took the challenge that Mike Brown gave him to chase Steph Curry around, and he has run with it, literally. And he has been really effective at defending him. Same with Davion Mitchell. Kevin Huerter, a lot better than I thought he was going to be defensively. And offensively, they're just them. Like, they're putting up points and they're getting the ball out and they're running. So I don't want to take anything away from Golden State, but I'm more confident in Sacramento's or Golden State's eventual ability to win on the road than I am Sacramento. Sacramento doesn't have to be clear. Like, they can just win all their home games and it can be over. But I think Golden State's going to win these next two. And I think we're going to come back to Sacramento in a game five, someplace that Golden State has been 50 times during the, you know, Curry, Thompson, Green era, and a place that Sacramento hasn't been before. So I'm still confident, or I still believe in Golden State, but it's an uphill battle now. Got to win four of the next five, and this Sacramento team is not just happy to be here.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. A couple of weeks ago, I think you were ahead of the curve. You said you thought the Lakers were going to win the West, and feels like now there's some people on the bandwagon. Yours truly. I like the team. I thought Pelinka did a wonderful job at the trade deadline. They thankfully didn't get Kyrie, but they have a good roster. They have a good team. And now we look at this team against a banged up Memphis team. You're going to see them in game three in LA, but how do you assess the Lakers now?
I do love when you're joining my bandwagon.
Yes, it's rare.
That makes me happy. Ricky Rubio's
this next. Is going to come back to bite me because I joined you on the Laker bandwagon.
100%. I've just always been a believer that you should believe what your eyes are telling you, right? And since the trade deadline, the Lakers are 18-9, or no, 19-9 after that game one win. They won six of the last seven going into the playoffs. Yeah, the play-in game sucked. Like, they didn't look good. They were lucky to get past Minnesota in that 7-8 game. But I look at that as more the exception than the rule of how the Lakers have been playing. They've got depth. Like, Austin Reeves going for 23, including 14 in the fourth quarter. That's a, you know, a great performance, but that's what Austin Reeves been doing the last couple of months. Like, his confidence is at like a Kobe level right now. I mean, he's just out there shooting and playing freely. And I don't think that's something that can't be duplicated over the rest of this series and the rest of this postseason. Sure, Rui Hachimura probably not going to go for 29 in game two, but he's a pretty solid guy. And if you're going to leave him wide open, his numbers on catch and shoot threes have been really good the last couple of years. And that's all the Lakers are asking to do. Yeah. Just stand out there, be open, and make catch and shoot threes. Look, the Lakers won game one. Was LeBron like the fourth best player on the floor at that point? He took one shot in the fourth quarter of that game. So, like, you can say Rui Hachimura is going to come back down to earth. Well, LeBron's got another level that he's going to go to. And that doesn't even touch Anthony Davis, who, like, yeah, you know, Anthony Davis gets that stinger at halftime, and I'm watching the ABC halftime show, and, like, they're just burying him. Like, it's over. Anthony Davis, oh, God, he's made of glass, and he's got to prove himself. And here we go again with Anthony Davis. He comes out of the locker room and is the best player on the floor in the second half of that game. So, look, the Ja Morant injury obviously changes everything for Memphis. They might get swept if Ja Morant can't play the rest of these games. But moving forward, like, if you're not looking at the Lakers, a team that can defend, a team that shoots the three now, that has depth in scoring, that in virtually every series, maybe every series, is going to have the best 1-2 combination on the floor, if you're not betting on that team, you're not believing what your eyes are telling you.
I had Jamal Crawford on yesterday, and I said, how do you think history is going to remember Kawhi Leonard? And he said, not one of the top five players regular season, but one of the top five players of his generation postseason. How do you think we're going? I mean, I'm always amazed when he's playing. I'm not amazed when he plays well. And, you know, here you are with the showdown with Kevin Durant, and he shows up big in these moments. How do you think history is going to remember him?
Yeah, that's a good question and a great answer from Jamal, because, like, Kawhi might never win another All-NBA award again because just not going to play enough games. Yeah. And certainly with this new threshold for awards, he's almost certainly never going to win an award ever because, you know, the days of Kawhi Leonard playing 65 regular season games or more are probably gone. But you get into the playoffs and you could probably count on a couple of fingers, maybe, how many guys you might take over Kawhi in a seven-game series. I mean, his defense has always been his calling card. And you watch Durant in that fourth quarter. What did he attempt? Like, a couple of shots, one shot, whatever it was, down the stretch. Didn't even get a shot in the final, like, 6 minutes or whatever it was. You know, that's huge for the Clippers. And then offensively, the way he's grown, really since San Antonio, he's just reliable from three-point range. Like, you give him the ball, he is going to make a positive offensive play out of it. So I agree with Jamal. In these playoffs, I don't know if there's a guy I'd take over him to, you know, I think LeBron still lurks out there as a guy that can change the game all by himself, but both ends of the floor for 30 plus minutes of a playoff game, I think Kawhi Leonard might be the best player in this postseason.
What?
Who would you take? Who can do those two things as well as Kawhi Leonard? Offense, defense.
Well, I would have Giannis. Then I would take Embiid over him. Yes, because I know that they're going to be available. Giannis.
This is a tough time to say Giannis is definitely going to be available after he missed the second half of game one with that back injury.
He tried to come back.
He tried, but he was hurt, right? Like, I'm not, this isn't meant to disparage Giannis.
Kawhi would have missed a month.
Well, Kawhi doesn't get up that high anymore, so it's not, he's not going to be.
You wouldn't take Steph Curry over him?
In the playoffs right now, no.
And you wouldn't take LeBron over him?
LeBron's the only one that's close. That's what I said. Like, he's, you know, because of everything LeBron can do on both ends when he dials it up. Like, Kawhi in a postseason game kind of dials it up all the way right away. Like, he's that guy the moment he steps on the floor. But to have a guy that for 30-some-odd minutes you can put on the best wing player on the opposing team, who in today's NBA is more often than not the best player on the opposing team, whether it's what he did against Giannis a few years ago when he was in Toronto, what he did, what he's done already in this series against Kevin Durant, what he's probably going to continue to do. I don't know. I think you get enough from him offensively to separate him from on both ends among the greats in this league.
Good to talk to you as always, Chris.
Welcome to the bandwagon, Dan.
It's going to come back to haunt me. I know it is. Thank you, bud.
You got it.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, senior basketball writer. He's going to take Kawhi. I just never know if Kawhi's going to be available. Now, he's great in the postseason, but I just don't know if he's always going to be available in the postseason. Would I take LeBron over him? Yeah. But I know LeBron's going to be there. Steph Curry, yes, I know he's going to be there. Giannis, yes. I would take Embiid now. Probably take Jimmy Butler over him. Just once again, I'm only going with history here with Kawhi. Wonderful player, Hall of Fame player, but you know, the fact that he won't qualify for an all-NBA team probably the rest of his career because he won't be able to play 65 games. Yeah, Paul.
I know Mannix is basking in his Lakers prediction from 2 weeks ago, but
man,
they were down starting the fourth quarter of a play-in game.
I know.
He must have been real nervous. Because we probably wouldn't have mentioned it to him.
No, we never would have brought that up.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.